In today's gospel, Christ once again appears to the apostles and elicits St. Peter's threefold profession of love. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Roland?
You know, I'm going to give you a full confession right now. I am not, or was not, a fan of praying the rosary. It was not part of my prayer life. I didn't have much of an interest in it, so I never included it in my prayer life. In fact, the only exposure I ever had to the rosary was two times in my life. The first was with my great-grandmother. I used to spend the weekends at my grandmother's house, and my grandmother lived downstairs, and my great-grandmother lived upstairs. And Saturday mornings, I would have breakfast upstairs with my great-grandmother, and then we would clean up after breakfast. And immediately after cleaning up, my great-grandmother would sit in a rocking chair that was in the corner of the kitchen, and it was right near a big open window, and she would look out the window at the backyard scenery, and in her hand would be the rosary beads. Now, she only spoke French. She didn't speak any English, so I don't know what she was saying, but in her little voice you could hear her saying prayers and watching her nimble fingers going across each bead. To me, watching her do that, it was very calming, and it was wonderful to see, but it didn't take hold with me. I wasn't interested. I just knew I had to be quiet and let her do her rosary. My second exposure to the rosary was when I worked at St. Michael Parish in Lowell. Part of my job was to set up for the 7 o'clock daily mass. So I would get there about 6:30, and along with me, there was about 15, 20 parishioners every single day. Rain, snow, sleet, it didn't matter. They were there at 6:30, and they were reciting the rosary. Well, I didn't join them. I just went about my business, set up the altar, got it ready for the priest, and then went about my business and then came back at 7 for 7 o'clock Mass. So that was my exposure to the rosary. Never took, I never did it, never tried it. It just wasn't part of my prayer life. The beginning of Lent this year, the bishop and I are sitting in the room back there getting ready for Mass, getting dressed. And a young man comes in with a bag, and he asked the bishop, "Can you bless these?" And he took one out, and it's the most interesting rosary bead. It was just a straight rosary bead, nice black beads. One end of it is the crucifix, the other end is St. Michael medal. So we get to talking about them, and it was a pretty interesting story. Bishop blessed them, and this young man said to me, "Would you like one?" I said, "Sure, why not?" I never say no. Free stuff, why not? So I took one, and I took it home, and I showed my wife. I said, "Look what a parishioner gave me today." She said, "What are you going to do with that? You don't pray the rosary." I said, "I know, maybe I'll put it on my nightstand with my other religious stuff. It'll make me look great." But instead, I brought it downstairs in my living room, and I put it on my coffee table next to me with my books. So that night, I said, I wonder if this is a sign. So I did like any American would do. I picked up my Comcast remote. I said, "Rosary on YouTube." Boom, there it is on my TV, bigger than life. So I picked one of the apps, and I started praying the rosary, along with everybody else on the TV. And it was wonderful. And I felt a sense of peace. So I started doing that, not every night, but I'm doing it a lot more than I have. So much so, I got up this morning after giving this homily yesterday. I said, "Oh boy, I really should do it." So I sat down on the couch at 5 o'clock this morning and YouTube, you know, rosary, and I did the rosary. But this past Thursday night, my wife goes to bed about 7:30, and I stay downstairs and do some things. I can't go to bed till 10. If I go to bed that early, I'll be up at 1. So I'm sitting there watching TV, and my phone goes off, and I get a text. It's my wife. Now, mind you, that's how we communicate in the middle of the night. She's a, I'm sure most of you do the same, right, honey? What are you doing? I don't know. So she sends me a text saying that a young man that we know, that my kids grew up with, was just rushed to the hospital. He had COVID, turned into pneumonia. On his way to the first hospital, he coded. So they said, "We have to move him to Boston." On his way to Boston, he coded. They didn't think he was going to live. He was going to make the night. So I said, "Okay, honey, I'll pray." I looked at that rosary bead that was there. I picked it up. YouTube rosary. And I prayed the rosary in his name. Next morning, I get a text. He survived the night. He's still living. He's doing better, but he's not out of the woods. Was it because I lifted up that rosary and prayed for him that he survived? I don't know. But it didn't hurt. And I tell that story because the young man who gave me that rosary that day is Peter in today's gospel. Peter said, the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, I love you." And what does Jesus tell him to do? "Then feed my sheep, tend my lamb." That young man that day fed me because of his love for Christ, just as the love that Peter had for Christ. He fed me in a way that he didn't even know was going to happen. But I know this young man, and I know his love for Christ is real. And he lives that love of Christ by feeding others around him. And that's what Christ asks us to do every single day of our lives. Every day when we get up, he asks us, "Do you love me?" And it is my hope that we all say yes. And if we say yes, "I love you, Lord," then we need to feed each other as Christ commands us to do. The word feed, what does it mean? It means to nourish. And in nourishment, we grow. In my nourishment, I grow. But this isn't what I'm talking about. It is growth here. The growth of our hearts and our love for Christ. So if Christ is asking you today, "Do you love me?" Say yes. And in your yes, feed another. For we are all his lambs. And we are all to feed each other out of the love of Christ. Do you love me? "Yes, Lord, I love you." "Then feed my sheep. Feed my people so that they can go out and feed others my love." God bless.